So I'm going to introduce now my colleague, my friend, Paul Sondell. Paul is an amazing person in that he treats cancers that attack the most vulnerable among us, children. And he has been devising innovative strategies based on the immune system to do so. So Paul Sondell from UW-Madison.
Louis Pasteur said, "Science knows no country because knowledge belongs to humanity and is the torch which illuminates the world." We march today for science. We each see every day how science has identified answers to previously unanswerable questions. In my work as a physician scientist, I focus on how science heals. The science of healing has helped virtually all of humanity. We've heard it already this afternoon. Smallpox, a plague-like devastating disease, killed 300 million people in the last century alone. Pioneering work by Edward Jenner in 1779 showed that vaccination could protect from smallpox. In 1980, 201 years later, through rigorous worldwide collaboration, smallpox was eradicated. Bacterial infections, pneumonia, abscesses, so often fatal 100 years ago. Now with antibiotics, most of these are treated and controlled with oral medicines taken at home for a week. HIV, AIDS, an unexplained worldwide death sentence in the early 1980s, has caused 35 million deaths. Without treatment, AIDS was usually fatal within 2 years. Now, antiretroviral therapy, although not a cure, and we have a long way to go. These medicines, when taken regularly, are predicted to enable most individuals diagnosed and treated early to live a normal lifespan. Countless other advances have extended the USA's average life expectancy from 47 years in 1900 to 79 years today. My research focus is cancer. When I was a child, children with cancer virtually all died. The concept of cure seemed unobtainable. Now in 2017, through applied science, we are curing over 80% of children diagnosed with cancer in the United States. By cure, we mean the cancer is really gone and not coming back. But we need to cure all children with cancer and all adults. And with recent advances, we know we can do better. So what is next? In 2017, progress in genomics is already allowing early detection and more effective treatment of many conditions, from cystic fibrosis to familial cancers. The ability to create stem cells from cells in the skin is allowing creation in the laboratory of cells of any organ, with real potential for applications in heart disease, diabetes, and neurologic disorders. In my own area of research, the past 7 years have seen an explosion of approved immunotherapies that are clearly prolonging life and providing cures for some patients with melanoma, kidney cancer, lung cancer, leukemia, neuroblastoma, and many others. These individuals would have otherwise died. New trials are testing combination immunotherapy approaches likely to provide really substantial further improvements. Patients with these diseases and their families don't have time to wait for slow research. Now is not the time to slow down. These current patients and their families around the world look to the United States of America's science to be driving and leading this important worldwide progress. However, the proposed America First budget could cut federal funding of biomedical research, namely the National Institutes of Health, by 18%. As most research grants are committed for 5 years, such a cut could translate to an 80% decrease in new and renewal research grants next year. Productive labs will close. Ongoing clinical trials will need to fold. Worst of all, high school and college students with the interest to be next generation's innovators in science will choose to pursue non-science careers due to their concern about unstable futures and lack of opportunities. In our UW Childhood Cancer Clinic, I have seen on the same day 2 children, each with leukemia. The parents of the one that has completed therapy and is doing well emotionally tell me, "Thank God there is a cure for leukemia." The parents of the child in the next room, whose leukemia has progressed and is no longer treatable by any known therapy, ask, "When will there be a cure for leukemia?" For them, soon is not soon enough. We know we can do better. Science helps us all. Science heals. We must all work together to help our elected leaders look out for both the present and the future by enabling this healing and this progress to continue. We ask that you connect with your elected leaders and help them look out for the people of the United States and the world by supporting the science that the world is looking for us to pursue. Thank you.